The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Authorities investigating the death of a Jewish man after he was injured during an altercation at a protest over the war. 69-year-old Paul Kessler took part in a small pro-Israel demonstration on Sunday. At the same time, a larger demonstration for the Palestinians. What exactly happened is now under investigation. But what's clear is that Kessler fell backward, slamming his head on the pavement. Kessler later died at the hospital. Authorities say a suspect did come forward at the scene and even called 911 for help.
That story is not getting near the attention it should be getting, especially when it came on, I think, exactly the same day as that woman driving her car into a school full of little kids because she thought it was an Israeli school. Turned out she was wrong, but her intent was to kill little Israeli children. Jewish children.
Yeah.
Her intent was to kill little Jewish children.
Yeah.
So an old guy dies in California. In the Midwest, a woman tries to mow down tiny Jewish kids. How is that not getting more attention nationally? Can you imagine if that were happening against the trans community or black people or whatever else that would be more sympathetic to mainstream media?
Well, and of course the media balances that with, and then a man yelled at a college student who is dressed as a Palestinian protester. So there's anger on both sides, Jim.
Wow.
Yeah. The power of the idiotic, grossly, grotesquely oversimplified victim-oppressor point of view that the young are so feverish about is astonishing to me that something that stupid could be that persuasive to people. But people like oversimple.
We spent some time on yesterday's election in hour one. If you want to catch the podcast, or I'm sure we'll be talking about it again later, the headline being, if abortion is on the ballot, Democrats win. That is just very clear. And there is a debate tonight, and my guess would be that's question number one.
It on NBC? Who's hosting it?
Yeah, NBC.
The exciting third debate.
Well, Fox did the worst job of handling the last debate of any debate that's ever been on television, as far as I remember.
It was miserable.
So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Failed on every level. I gave it an F-, as I recall.
Oh, my God. There's Ivanka Trump just walked into a courtroom. She is stunning.
Yes, she is. She may be the prettiest girl on earth.
If you got the kind of money they've got, what you can do with your hair and your clothes and your makeup, it's really quite the thing.
Well, and I think if your dad is a serial marrier of models, that helps, too. If you're looking to produce good-looking children, I would recommend it.
So this was a story in the Wall Street Journal today. Right now is a bad time to spend money. With prices and interest rates high, this is a moment to focus on saving. It's a dumb article. It's an article for dumb people, really, at which it's surprising. This is the Wall Street Journal. Dumb people don't read the Wall Street Journal.
Well,
but it basically is making the point.
The Wall Street Journal. That's a nice job, Michael.
That's good. It's basically making the point that with credit card rates where they are, 30% on a lot of credit cards, and savings accounts getting 5%, which is more than they've gotten in many, 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 many years, do not go into this holiday season the way most people do. And statistically, I guess this is the way most people do it. I haven't carried credit card debt for many, 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 many years, including back when I did not make very much money. But I just gave up on carrying credit card debt ever.
Mm-hmm.
I wait until I can afford it or I don't buy it. But a lot of people go into the holiday season with, I'm going to put all this stuff on my credit card, and then I'm going to pay it off till March, April, whatever.
Right.
That is the way most people do it. And the Wall Street Journal is just making the argument that this now is an especially bad time to do it that way.
Yeah, yeah. You characterized people as dumb.
No, no, I didn't. No. I didn't characterize that being dumb.
Oh.
The article is pretty obvious. I mean, it's not, for the Wall Street Journal, it's not a very sophisticated article.
Okay, yeah, I get that. At the same time, I can see particularly younger people being blindsided by the rates now because they don't pay attention to the news much, but they're not reading the Wall Street Journal.
No, that'd be a great article in USA Today.
Yeah. Well said.
That is not the best way to go. And then, so they go through some strategies to try to avoid that, particularly now. Man, 30% interest on a credit card. Woo!
To buy your little nephew a fire truck or some sort of Game Boy Switch boy?
You can get as much as 5% in a savings account. So what are you going to do? It says here, give yourself an audit. Go back to your last three holidays and look how you spent. Well, if you've got your records for three Christmases ago handy, good for you. I do not. Group your holiday spending together. Create a mental budget for what you're willing to all these different things that you may or may not do.
Yeah, it's ABC 123 stuff, no doubt. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Be honest with your family and yourself and what you can afford. Sit down with the kids and say, Santa's having a rough year. Mrs. Claus left him for a younger, not as fat guy, and
Rudolph has the distemper. The vet bills are killing Santa. So he had to cut back.
Yeah, yeah. In lieu of physical gifts, here's someone and her husband who are thinking of offering coupons of free technology help to their older family members. You help your mom with setting up her Facebook or something. That's your gift.
Have you tried unplugging it? Wow. Wow. I told my kids years ago, don't give me anything unless you come up with something especially funny or clever or it makes you happy. Here's what I want. You give me a coupon, we're going out to dinner together. Or we're going to a ball game together. We're going to go to a park together. Whatever. We're going to take a long walk. That's what I want for Christmas.
And the way it works in my family, same as with Biden's, 10% for the big guy.
Oh!
Everything you earned this year, everything you got in birthday cards, Christmas cards, allowances, 10% for the big guy.
Come across.
Come on.
I guess Judy and I were both lucky the way we were brought up, but back when we could not pay off a credit card bill because we were living paycheck to paycheck, the act of taking out a credit card was like the Ouga horn went off and a flashing red light went off. It was like, do we really need to do this? How important is this? How long is it going to take to pay off? It's like it was red hot in our hands. Just, it's a cultural thing. It's an education thing, I guess.
Yeah, but I hope a lot of people are paying attention to that because it's going to, like I said, 2/3 of the economy is consumer spending. We've got a red hot economy in terms of growth. What is it, 4.9% in the last quarter? People put all that on credit cards at 30%, and there's going to be a pullback fast at some point.
Yes, or an explosion in bankruptcies or something.
Yeah.
So spend lavishly on our sponsors. Otherwise, be very, very careful.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think about where the economy is headed. The Wall Street Journal itself, you know, most of their economists they talk to no longer think there will be a recession. But the world is a little topsy-turvy right now, so who knows exactly what's going to be happening a year from now or 6 months from now.
Economists are some of the last people I'd ask about the economy.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Which
is odd.
So I read an article, and this was so clearly true, I can't believe it even needed to be written, about why people's mood is what it is versus what, like, Paul Krugman, Nobel Prize-winning economist of the New York Times, says. Look, the economy is great. Inflation has gone down this much. But the price didn't go down. See, the rate of inflation has gone down a lot, yes. But things are still really expensive. And that's, as long as that's true, people are going to have a bad feeling.
Yes, Paul, perhaps I can explain it to you this way. The price used to be, okay, now it's holy crap. Wait a minute, now it's holy crap plus 3.8%. That's not inflation going down. That's the rate of inflation going down. It's still holy crap expensive.
Right. Why is that not more obvious to a lot of politicians and economists? Do they not fill up their gas tank and go, Jesus? Do they not check out at the grocery store and, wait, that was $140? I bought like three things.
Well, either they're being dishonest or they're just so used to being dishonest it never even occurs to them to get past what would be an effective message and get to what's actually true. I just think they're out of the habit of saying what is true.
Yeah.
All spin all the time.
I hope we don't come out of this Christmas season with a giant pullback on consumer spending. Now, if you want to be really Machiavellian and go that direction, a recession would be awesome for Donald Trump's chances to be elected president. I mean, absolutely awesome. That happens in the middle of 24. It'd be very hard for Trump to lose.
Very hard for any Democrat to win.
Yeah.
I've been reading up on Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. They can't nominate Gavin Newsom. He's just such an utter failure, but more on that to come.
Cool.
Oh, hey, and hope. Here's a little hope for you. More and more Democrats are coming out staunchly anti the woke mob. Now, it was the horrific terrorist attack on Israel that triggered all this, but it feels like momentum at this point. They're taking on the Democratic Socialists. They're taking on the indoctrination of young Americans. Eh, we could have turned a corner.
I want to talk about Wemby a little bit later. I know you're the big NBA fan, Michael. Have you watched any Wemby?
No,
the
I haven't
yet. The big
giant
Frenchman? Oh, my God. He's only six games in, but I was watching his highlight reel so far. Freak of nature.
Hmm.
You should not be that tall and that agile and be able to jump like that. Oh, my God.
How tall is this bloke?
He's 7'4".
7'4" and moves like a point guard.
Just incredibly athletic.
Yeah.
You know, even back when we were younger, the people that were 7'4" kind of plodded around.
They lumbered.
Yeah, but, oh, my God. He's had some amazing plays this year. But talk about that later. Bunch of stuff on the way. Stay here.
It's that time of year again, the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station Annual Giveathon. It takes place this Thursday, November 9th.
You've heard us for years support Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. This is a foundation that's near and dear to our hearts, where 90% of every single dollar raised goes back to support the military men and women who have so bravely served and sacrificed for our country.
This Thursday, consider making a donation to Warrior Foundation to send ill and injured warriors home for the holidays. Warrior Foundation continues to make a huge impact on both active and veteran armed forces with the support of the community.
This year, they're building their third transitional housing property, which will be designed to craft a sense of community and promote recovery, while at the same time cultivate independence. Every little bit helps get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays.
To learn more and make a donation to this incredible foundation, just visit warriorfoundation.org. That's warriorfoundation.org. Let's all give thanks to those who have served and sacrificed for our country, and let's do something for them. Go to warriorfoundation.org.
With the holidays upon us, the increase in traveling, shopping, and connecting online also heightens the need to protect your identity and finances with LifeLock. Identity thieves see this time of year as an opportunity to drain your accounts, open new loans in your name, and damage your financial future. LifeLock detects and alerts you to the threats you might miss on your own. Don't let the busy holiday season catch you off guard. Save up to 25% off your first year with promo code CLAY. LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hello. I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey guys, I read that Kahlua and Absolut Vodka teamed up to create a $100 fragrance that smells like an espresso martini. Yeah, it's already being called the number one scent to not wear on a job interview. If you don't have $100 for the espresso martini cologne, just wait a few weeks and have a mall Santa breathe on you.
What do you have for Christmas this year?
I don't know about the smell of a martini, but why isn't the smell of coffee a scent that you can wear behind your ear? Because I love the smell of coffee. Man, I'm nuzzling some woman and smell coffee. Oh,
there's something about you. I don't know what it is. I just am addicted to you.
You just energize me. I
really want you in the morning when I wake up. I must have you. That's crazy. Coming up, the top 50 disasters Governor Gavin Newsom has ushered into California. We won't do all 50, but we'll give you a sprinkling. Pretty interesting. And there's hope. Hope that the sane are starting to turn the tide against the woke lunatics. It's just their ability to miss the obvious. It's just, well, you know, ideology, and particularly radical ideology, part of the what it has to do is blind you to reality. Otherwise, you wouldn't go along with the cult. Anyway, so that coming up in a couple of minutes. Also, some gender-bending madness next hour involving an author who came out as a transgender man after his wife came out as a trans woman, and the pair who have a trans daughter now live in a four-way quadruple with their trans lovers.
Well, so thruple is just kind of, what are you, a pilgrim? Thruples. You got to have a quadruple.
Right, exactly. And everybody's transgender. And I think I'm supposed to not say they're all mentally ill.
Jeez.
All right, then. This headline is unfortunate, and the only reason I bring it up is to tell the DailyMail.com to do better. The crappiest place on earth. Disney theme parks have been hit by so many people pooping in lines for rides.
I heard this from a friend last night. He said, have you talked about the people crapping in line at Disney? I said, what now? My kids are going to Disney over Thanksgiving.
They have a new special code amongst their cast members, their employees, to alert them to human feces. You wouldn't think you'd need a code for human feces.
And then, like, Goofy comes over with a little dustpan and a... Or do they have, the little plastic bag like you're following your dog around?
I don't know exactly.
So I didn't quite grasp. Is it kids? Like, you're standing in line with your kids and they've got to go? Or are adults dropping their...
Well, both. Both. They point out that somebody posted on Reddit... someone let their kid... There are some really untoward terms in this piece of journalism, folks. Can I warn you?
Any sentence that starts with someone posted on Reddit could go any direction.
You know, we're all grown-ups here, unless you're not a grown-up. But you will be someday. Someone let their kid take a dump on the floor, and then they just walked out and left it. WTF, a user wrote. An employee at the ride elaborated upon the horror, writing, fun fact, this is one of three poo-related incidents at Rise today. That's the Rise for the Resistance. Sounds like a Muse song, not a ride at Disney, but anyway. I was there for all three of them.
Or a Hamas rally you're going to. I mean, what kind of a name for that? Is it a ride?
Yeah, what's that from? Is that from one of their crappy woke movies that nobody saw?
Oh, my son was complaining about that yesterday. Some Disney movie he randomly hit on and said, Dad, there's transgender people in this cartoon.
Wow. A person claiming to have recently stayed at the Pop Century Resort in Buena Vista said they left their room one morning only to... Oh, I can't read that. I cannot read that.
You can. You're not illiterate.
Try hard. Sound it out, Joe. It reminds me sickeningly of... When I was visiting our friend Dave in his boat in the marina in San Diego, and Marshall Phillips used to call a knight of the open road, one of the bums had just. I was raised better than this. Do you just want me to read it?
I think you're going to put it on whoever wrote it. And not you saying it on the radio.
I don't want to say it on the radio.
Well, then don't.
I will use the adjectives. Only okay. The adjectives. Massive, comma, adult-sized.
Well, I can see if you're with, I mean, you know, up until age, you know, whatever, 9, 10, you can have an accident. And it could happen. I mean, I wouldn't just leave it there. I would alert some worker that, hey, you got to clean something up. But adults, come on.
They mentioned kids puking and the parents not taking them somewhere else, but I don't know. Kids puke a lot.
Kids puke a lot.
Let's just say the attraction I work at has what the cast ended up dubbing the poop hall, because the amount of time the guests have gone in there and pooped, we even put a camera on and it didn't stop it.
Oh, God.
Fecal matter.
Oh, my God.
I guess people don't want to get out of line.
I understand. I've stood in line for 2.5 hours in the Nintendo land.
Hey, kids, stop it!
Armstrong and Getty.
A veteran-owned company with a heart to help our military members. One of the many reasons you'll love Pure Talk. And look, if you want to help our veterans who have faithfully served our country and save on your wireless bill, you can do both by switching to Pure Talk today. Pure Talk is on a mission to alleviate $10 million in military debt by Veterans Day, but they need your help. Pure Talk will donate a percentage of every new order to this great cause. When you switch to their super fast, super dependable 5G network, you can make a real difference just by switching to superior cell phone service. And by the way, plans start at just $20 a month for unlimited talk, text, now with more data and a mobile hotspot. So do this right now. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say the keyword save now. Switch to Pure Talk and help military members in need. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword save now to switch to Pure Talk, an American company who stands together with those who serve this country.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What about for Biden writ large?
Well, I mean, I think what, if you look at the polling data that we got yesterday, which was miserable for Biden, and then you look at the poll results we got, which is exciting for Democrats, we've got the cause. We may not have the candidate, right? Abortion is the cause, but we may not have the candidate in terms of people's concerns about Biden, his age, et cetera.
That's Van Jones with some analysis last night on CNN. Democrats continue to win elections, even though you had that poll on Saturday that came out over the weekend that had with such bad news for Biden, it seemed. But Chris Hayes of MSNBC, if you didn't hear, anywhere abortion was on the ballot, Democrats won. Even include and see, that brings people out to the polls to vote, the Democrats out to the polls to vote on the abortion thing, and then the whatever other Democrat candidate or cause ends up winning also, because it drives so many people to the polls. Surely you understand that. Chris Hayes on MSNBC, he is their analyzer of polls and of elections, and he said this, and I think it's accurate. He tweeted it out. The political experience of the Biden era for Democrats is extended periods of intense anxiety about terrible polling, occasionally punctuated by strangely positive election nights, and then the cycle repeats. That has been true.
That's
the
true.
The red wave. Oh, my God, the Democrats are going to get destroyed. And they didn't. And that just keeps happening, you know, on state levels, national levels. And, of course, the Biden people will be making that argument heading into 24. Yeah, look, how many times have you said, look at the polling, we're going to get killed, and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah, but the candidate's senile.
Right.
And that's well, that bad character.
That's basically what Van Jones was saying there. I'm not sure we have the candidate, though.
Right. Yeah. Well said. As we were discussing last hour, and if you didn't listen to last hour, you can grab it via podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. We were talking about the challenge Republicans have with abortion, because it's so much easier to demagogue the issue from the other side. Most Republicans are for very sensible, extremely popular limits on abortion. I mean, there's no question that the popular energy is on the side of reasonable limits. But it's much harder to describe that in sound bites as opposed to my body, my choice. They're trying to ban abortions after 15 weeks. But again, listen to last hour. We went into it in a fair amount of depth.
Yeah.
A couple of other somewhat political notes. I thought this was so good. Richie Torres, who's a very impressive guy, he's a Democrat congressman from New York, and he has come out firing about Democratic socialists indoctrinating young Americans with anti-Israel hate. Calls it a moral monstrosity. He wrote a piece for the New York Post that I thought was absolutely terrific. And he goes into the horrors of October 7th, the rape, the torture, the abduction, the massacre. About 260 young Israelis partying at a music festival were machine-gunned, babies were butchered, burned, and beheaded. The only morally acceptable response to such incomprehensible terror is overwhelming outrage at the boundless barbarism of Hamas. While most of the civilized world, led by President Biden, rightly recoiled in horror at Hamas and condemned its terrorism immediately and unequivocally, Israel's ideological enemies here in the U.S. found cause for celebration at the site of dead Jews. And then he goes into a fair description of imagine the grief and horror. Can you imagine anything more callous and cruel than telling the mother whose child was butchered you had it coming? You and your people brought the terror upon yourselves.
Yeah.
These were the shocking sentiments of the New York City Democratic Socialists of America, which wasted no time in holding a hate rally romanticizing the terrorism of Hamas as resistance. And then this is a Democrat saying something is rotten in the state of America when the institutional leaders in our country cannot condemn the cold-blooded murder of Israeli children and civilians with moral clarity. One must ask, what kind of society are we becoming? What does it say about the depth of anti-Semitism? And then he gets into the, I think, the real program, or the real problem, rather, and that's our universities in the indoctrination of our young people. The time has come to confront not only the symptoms, but the disease, a democratic socialist industrial complex that indoctrinates young Americans with an anti-Israel hatred so virulent that it renders them indifferent to the deadliest massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. An anti-Israel extremism given a veneer of mainstream respectability in law schools and legislatures is aided and bedded by the sheer spinelessness of the so-called leaders, from public officials to the presidents of colleges and universities. Days of silence are often followed by words of cowardice, if there were any words at all. This guy is bringing it.
As a Democrat.
Yeah. Now, I don't know much about his district in New York. In fact, I don't know anything about it. Could be it's heavily Jewish.
Did you see the rally that they had in New York yesterday, though? I don't know how many thousands of people they claimed that was marching through New York and then across the whatever bridge. You know, with the usual chants, and it was Genocide Joe and that sort of stuff, claiming it's a genocide going on.
Right.
New York's the most Jewish place on earth.
Giant rally in support of the people who slaughtered the most Jews since the Holocaust.
In the biggest population of Jews concentrated on the planet. Genocide Joe has got to go, that whole thing.
What we're concerned about is an anti-Muslim backlash.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. Germany 1937, man.
You know, we're not going to go that direction because we don't have a population, looking for a scapegoat for all our misery.
Well, that scapegoat is white people.
Yeah, if we have a scapegoat, it is white people. White males. White right. Straight males.
Fight the power.
But there could be an awful lot of violence against Jewish people for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So here it is. After a quick word from our sponsors. Why Gavin Newsom will never be the president.
Well, yesterday was a good day for Joe Biden. It was a dang good day for Joe Biden.
But he's senile.
He is senile, but that poll was so rough for him over the weekend. You know, everybody in Democratic circles was talking, we got to get somebody different, we got to get somebody different. Gavin Newsom's at the top of that list.
Sure.
But the results yesterday really beat back that crowd a lot.
Nah, they're wrong. They're wrong. You're wrong. Somebody's wrong, and here's why.
I think they're wrong, too, but that's not what they think.
Right.
Because I watch enough MSNBC and CNN to know they think this is going to stop all the talk about the polls, see everything's fine.
To me, that's like saying the election was a great night for horses, so I'm going to saddle up a three-legged 15-year-old horse and run it in the Kentucky Derby.
That's what it was like.
Not that horse.
I don't think a three-legged horse can win.
Beautiful. You're tracking with me. You know, I got to admit, I hadn't until fairly recently run into this. A towel that looked great, felt great, but then just smeared the water around. In contrast, the folks at MyPillow, the My Towels, actually work. They're soft and are crazy absorbent. And now MyPillow is excited to announce two brand new lines of My Towels for you to try.
I know what you're wondering. What are they made of? Well, 100% long staple Sherpa. That's what they're made of. It's a cotton. This comb ring spun cotton is what makes these towels absorbent and softer than ever. And now you can get a 6-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98 with the promo code Getty. You can get the designer premium line, which I've got to have, of course, for just $20 more.
Any cotton that's not 100% long staple Sherpa cotton is a bastard cotton, as far as I'm concerned.
Use it to wipe up the Disney floor.
Right. Ooh, gross. No matter what you decide on, 50% savings. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square. Remember that promo code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y. Again, MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square. Promo code Getty, get those fabulous towels for 50% off. Happy toweling, friends.
What was the name of the ride at Disney that people are standing in line for so long that they're pooping on the floor?
There were quite a few of them.
Okay. It wasn't just one?
That one with the weird name is the Rise of the Resistance.
I'm going to look that up. See what exactly happens on that.
What kind of name is that for Disney ride?
It really sounds like a pro-Hamas rally.
I was a cast member at Pop Century in the food court and entertainment photography all the time, one user moaned. It was worse in the food court, maybe once a week there.
What?
Quite often it was true accidents.
What?
Families come back for lunch exhausted from the sun and dehydrated. Add food into the mix and you get involuntary expulsions from either end.
Yeah, go on.
It's a sick enough.
So it's a Star Wars thing. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's a thrill ride with small drops. It's dark. It's loud. You have to be 40 inches tall and able to hold your mud.
Oh, boy. Moving along. The great Katie Grimes, she writes for a website called California Globe. It is a fabulous conservative website that covers California politics. And the reason you should give a damn, no matter where you live, is the utterly failed, awful, illogical, cultish policies of the blue states of America are sweeping across the country. As you know, the progressive cultists have to establish their bona fides by, you know, enacting the super woke policies. And so you hear about it in city after city. I'm like, it's failed. What are you doing, Illinois? What could you possibly be thinking, St. Louis? Why would you do this? But it's happening. And Gavin Newsom is absolutely so hot for the presidency. He probably doesn't sleep at night. He just paces back and forth in Sacramento, dreaming of the presidency. And he is very good at deflecting his many, many failures. He takes this aggressive tone of, yes, we've been hit with enormous challenges in California, as if they happened like in a vacuum. Or
right. I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell about the homeless situation.
We need accountability. Accountability for the homeless problem. Our local municipalities have to blah, blah, blah. And we are spending an unprecedented amount. We are going to solve this problem. I promised we would solve 15 years ago and it's gotten twice as bad. He's good at that. He's been well educated in taking that. I'm the warrior against this tone. But as he is, you know, a thready heartbeat away from being the presidential candidate for the Democrats, Katie Grimes put together the top 50 disasters he's ushered into California. Obviously, 50 would take too much time, but...
Should we do these when we come back?
We should do these when we come back, in my opinion.
Has anybody... I don't even want to say this.
What?
Everybody ever done that at a theme park?
Oh,
it's kind of the story
geez,
of the day.
I thought we'd moved on.
Or seen anybody do that? I'm getting from the text line that this is more common than I had realized. I guess if you have people standing in line for multiple hours, I suppose really, obviously that's...
And you're thinking, boy, I'm feeling really weird. I'm feeling bad, but I've been in line for an hour and a quarter already.
Right.
I don't want to get out of line.
Or your kid doesn't want to say anything. They're excited and everything.
Right.
I don't want to hear your story. I was going to give the text line, but I'd rather you didn't text me. Text
right.
Somebody else. Tell somebody else your story. Who would want to hear that? Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's that time of year again. The Warrior Foundation Freedom Station Annual Giveathon. It takes place this Thursday, November 9th.
You've heard us for years support Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. This is a foundation that's near and dear to our hearts, where 90% of every single dollar raised goes back to support the military men and women who have so bravely served and sacrificed for our country.
This Thursday, consider making a donation to Warrior Foundation to send ill and injured warriors home for the holidays. Warrior Foundation continues to make a huge impact on both active and veteran armed forces with the support of the community.
This year, they're building their third transitional housing property, which will be designed to craft a sense of community and promote recovery, while at the same time cultivate independence. Every little bit helps get our warriors a plane ticket home for the holidays.
To learn more and make a donation to this incredible foundation, just visit warriorfoundation.org. That's warriorfoundation.org. Let's all give thanks to those who have served and sacrificed for our country, and let's do something for them. Go to warriorfoundation.org.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month.
all online with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Meanwhile, in Ohio, one of the biggest issues they voted on was whether or not to legalize marijuana. You know if it's legal in Ohio if they change their name to Ohio.
I don't know if it deserves that much cheering. Ohio did vote to legalize marijuana, like lots of places around the country. The new Gallup numbers out, record high 70% support for legalizing America in the United States.
Legalizing the marijuana?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
That issue's settled.
Bad for your brain, kids. It's bad for your brain. Again, one of our main problems, I think, culturally in this country is people no longer look to what is right or what is good or good for them If it's legal, it must be fine. And if it's illegal, it must be bad. You know, governs best, which governs least, in my opinion. Anyway, so Gavin Newsom, again, fully aroused, thinking he is going to be the president of the United States. Gavin Newsom of California, handsome. He's a clever politician, utterly dishonest. I mean, amoral, horrible human being, but he's good at being a politician. And they're going to try to trot him out after the old man says he's not going to run because he's too bad ahead of Kefkir. Katie Grimes, California Globe, top 50 disasters Gov Gav has ushered into California, in case you're thinking, he seems like a moderate Democrat, I don't know. And I'm just going to pick my favorites. Water rationing, no water storage for generations in California, constant water shortages, even though there ought to be more than enough water.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get to the California plan for how they're going to handle water in the future. Ooh, it's going to be ugly.
Highest taxes in the nation, ranks among 10 worst U.S. for high taxes, plus the gas taxes, and they're trying to find ways to punish money that's already been taxed or chase people out of the state. Speaking of which, hundreds of thousands of people left California just in 2022, 800-some thousand. Thousands of businesses
have
fled.
How does he argue against that if he is standing in a debate and the Trump says to him, more people have left your state than any time in the history of your state. For the first time ever, the state shrunk.
I've heard him actually lie about this. He said, half lie about it. He says, yeah, we're 40 million people. People come and they go. More are coming than going. And he counts on illegal immigration, that sort of thing, to make those numbers work. But dramatically increasing crime wave. Closing state prisons, letting all of the criminals loose. Decriminalizing crime, shortened parole to a maximum of two years down to five. All sorts of soft on crime policies. All big cities in California are in decline under Governor Newsom. Multiple labor unions striking. Growing mentally ill, drug-addicted homeless population littering the streets with feces and drug needles. Reparations for descendants of slaves, allegedly. $7 a gallon gas. Nobody ever covers this because the media is all liberal, but there's a huge problem with no-bid contracts to favored donors that the California Globe has written about. Just handing out plums of taxpayer money to his minions. Porn in K-12 curriculum. Graphic sexual acts depicted for the little kids. State-mandated secrecy of gender transitioning children. Keep it from the parents. That's the law. Governor Newsom, first governor in the country to declare a COVID emergency, installed himself as a virtual dictator by seizing this unilateral power, completely ignored the democratic process, hung on to the power past when anybody else did. COVID mandatory vaccine bills, and my favorite aspect of this, he mandated vaccine for school children, little children, days after opposing one for prison guards because their union supports it.
Oh, that's a good one. Hey, Katie, when's the debate between Newsom and DeSantis? Could you look that up? I'm really looking forward to that.
I want to say November 30th. Is that right?
Because DeSantis is a guy who famously really studies for stuff like this and comes armed with the facts. I would like to hear the response to a bunch of this stuff. Yes, Katie?
Yeah, it's going to be an hour and a half on November 30th, and it'll be moderated by Hannity.
I'm way more excited about that debate than what's going on tonight.
It'll be a war. AB5. Folks around the country, this is the law that criminalized being a gig worker in many, many instances. Now, the trades that had enough political heft that they could write a big check and say, hey, leave us out, would you? They got grandfathered in, but yeah, from musicians and stagehands and actors and all sorts of people, freelance writers, some folks in the medical profession were like, no, this is what I want to do. I love doing this. I can only work as much as I want to and get paid. That was criminalized purely because Gavi and his minions want everybody in a union because then he can corral them into voting for him every time. He's trying to make California the national capital for abortion. Fly to California, have your abortion done here, we'll pay for it all. Same with gender transitioning kids. If dad says, my ex-wife is crazy and she's trying to convince my son he's a girl, Gavin makes it illegal for anybody in California to cooperate with you.
Well, see, my thing is I think Gavin Newsom has been in California for so long, he doesn't realize that all those opinions are way out of the mainstream with the rest of the country. I don't think he knows that.
Yeah, I just hope if he is the nominee, which is in doubt, but if he is, I hope the Republicans can pull their heads out long enough to bring this stuff up.
I don't know if I like that imagery.
It's a commonly used expression. Deal with it.
If you miss a segment of the show, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.